the secular world. And so many Christians look so stupid and so ignorant scientifically in that argument. Yes, they were right in standing for creation. That is true. But they were so ignorant of simple principles of physics and of biology and things. And the church really looked stupid. And the whole issue was never Christ crucified and resurrected. It was just this great battle. Then in the 30s, the Christian church decided what was going to be Jesus Christ was going to be alcohol. So we lead this great thing on prohibition. Sometimes if you're ever in the library and have time, just pick up the papers. You will find churches split, families split. Oh, you drink. You don't drink. No Christian can drink. You can't believe what happened in prohibition period. Christ crucified, Christ resurrected, never the issue. Never the issue. Just booze. We got the same thing going on in regard to abortion. Christianity and all of its crusades. Christ crucified, Christ resurrected, not the issue. Let's just control. Let's control the school system and get our way. Let's make everybody in America stop drinking, and that'll get them to Christ. Let's get everybody and control everybody on abortion issues, and that'll get them to Christ. Christ crucified and resurrected, never the issue. But boy, watch Christians turn red in the face when that subject comes up. But the Savior is not the issue. And now look where we are. The Ten Commandments. That's what Christianity is about. People, I just pray that I have communicated to you enough that you see. If there's anything that is not Christianity, it's the Mosaic Law. If there's anything that is just absolutely not even designed in regard to Christianity, it's the law. Over and over and over, he says so. It's why one of the reasons we took the whole book of Galatians. Listen to the battle. Get people under the law. It'll make things right. Open the scriptures. If you get under the law, you're going to increase sin. Period. That's what the scripture says. If you do the law, you increase sin. You don't minimize it. You increase it. But here we are. This is our battleground. Let's control society. People, what Christ does is sets people free. It doesn't control. The law controls and kills. Christ sets free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, liberty. But I'll guarantee you, if I said this to most Christians and a lot of Christians, boy, it would just be unbelievable what I would be called. But here we are in another one of these great battles. How then am I going to see what the Bible is saying? Because the weight of the pages of this book are law. How could you not see that it's law? This is why you're not going to say the Bible is written to reveal and conceal. And if you don't want to see the truth, you will not see the truth. It's a wonderful thing because it stopped me from preventing. I don't argue and debate people, get all upset. If people are not going to see the truth, they're not going to see it. The veil is going to remain over their eyes. And it's only going to be lifted in the power of the Spirit when they decide to go to faith. They're not going